thank you for showing us.
Thank you for stopping by. Do come again.
See you very, very soon.
I must admit, I do enjoy perusing your shop, even if it is not to our price tag. But have a fantastic day, good sir.
Have a magical day.
Oh, I hate you now.
As he gestures, there's a little bit of like it's like you could tell it's the tagline, and it just
And sure enough, as you look at the road sign when you're leaving the store, it does say "Have a magical day."
Oh my god!
Arcane armaments. Stab something with magic.
Right. Yeah, and I can't remember what the other store was called. The one with the lady with the plants, the magic stuff, the potions.
Divine Horticulture.
That's the one.
Meredith.
Let's head over there. I want to see if she's interested in any of my random crap, as you guys put it.
Did we?
Look over. As you approach the town, you actually notice the front of the store is a good storefront, but this is, you're paying a little more attention as you're looking for it this time. The behind the store is a big greenhouse. So the front of the store is fairly humid and there are plenty of plants, but you can actually kind of tell as you approach it from this other direction that there is actually a large greenhouse in the back of the store. Portly woman, regular earthy colors, is behind the counter. She goes, "Ah, welcome back. How can I help you?"
Great to see you again. We've come across a few items that, and I instantly thought of you, so I wanted to pop by and see if you had any interest in purchasing these items.
Of course. What do you have?
And I pull out the dragon fang and two vials of dragon's blood.
She kind of steps back from what?
Is there any? So the reason that I know that these have some magical properties, and you dabble in potion brewing. I was wondering if these would be better suited to an individual like yourself.
What is it?
Two vials of dragon's blood.
There it is. There
I said
it is.
That. You, I said that.
No, you said I pull out.
Oh, okay.
You just drew out two bottles of blood and a fang.
So in the vials we have.
I think you want these.
Two vials of white dragon's blood, and this is a fang from said dragon.
Interesting. Well, the fang I have no use for whatsoever, but the blood. Not for my potions, but I wonder how my carnivorous plants would do with it. She kind of takes them from me. It's just, I mean, they're vials. Mm-hmm. They're only that big. She goes, "I could give you 2 gold apiece for them."
That's it?
Hey, guess what? You got a whole fucking hoard of treasure from the dragon.
Now I'm wondering if I can use it for anything.
Maybe.
What do I know about dragon blood?
Roll an intelligence check.
Thank you. That's a nat 20. Hey, ooh. You can't make this shit up.
Dragon's blood is one of the items used to make an enchantment for a sword of dragon slaying, for an arrow of dragon slaying, white dragon's blood can also be used in a potion of cold resistance. But it's only one of the ingredients. It's probably the hardest of the ingredients to acquire for those specific things.
Maybe the other guy would want it.
Yeah, I'm just thinking that now.
With an arrow of slaying, I might maybe maybe someone who specifically. It's two vials.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe someone specifically using it in enchanting. Could maybe give you 10 gold for 2 vials total, mm-hmm. 5 gold each at most.
Well, maybe I'll hold off on the sale for now. Thank you, Meredith. Yeah.
It's kind of like nightshade is a really pretty plant, but can make a pretty expensive poison if you know what to do with it. It's mostly the ingredients aren't the expensive things always. It's the knowledge.
Mm. Okay. And one final thing.
Also, and it probably her carnivorous prance would probably go fucking crazy. Like something real weird would happen if she gave them to him. That's what the natural 20
did. I roll, and I'll say, perhaps it would be a little problematic to feed these to your carnivorous plants.
Yeah, you get the like Little Shop of Horrors plant out of it. Like they would be like, yeah, nice. Feed me, Seymour.
So. And there is one last thing that slipped my mind last time we were here. So I collect those items and I final shot before I get rid of these stupid things. I take out my magic twigs.
Yep.
Noticing your greenhouse, I'm wondering if you could tell me anything about these sticks. And I've been laughed out of a couple of stores for carrying such an item. But I'm wondering if you have any knowledge.
Okay, how many are there?
Hold on. I think it's 5.
Okay. Describe
only
them.
Some of them are magical.
2 of the twigs are 3.5 inches long and very similar. 1 twig is green. That's right between the 2.5 and 3.5 inches. And then another one is 3 inches but forked.
She points at all of them and she goes, that's a twig. That's a twig. That's a twig. But these two are sympathy sticks. And she looks at you just like, you should know what sympathy sticks are.
Ah, yes, sympathy sticks. Remind me, drug my memory. What is a sympathy stick?
If you break one, the other breaks.
Huh.
It was actually, it's very interesting. They actually act the same. So she picks one up and the other one floats up with it.
And how have you never noticed this?
Because they were all bundled together, weren't they?
No.
No.
Oh, no, they were just... Oh, okay.
I used one to assess the fork in the road.
Yeah, that one's just a stick.
Oh, that one's a stick? Okay.
Yeah. It's the two that look very similar.
They are okay. The same. What does one do with a sympathy stick?
I don't know. This is kind of whatever
if
you
don't
want,
know,
really.
I think I'm out of options.
But yeah, if you break one, the other one, like if you break one in half, the other one breaks in half at the same time.
Alas, the chapter of the sticks comes to an end.
That sounds pretty useless.
Well, thank you for your time. To the tower. Wait, no, to Pilot and then to the tower.
Well, we
Pilot's going to meet us at the tower.
Yeah, we told Pilot to meet us.
Right.
There. So we can head that way and chill.
Let's catch up with Pilot.
Going to an Arcanist.
Well, is that what we're doing? We're meeting at the Arcanist Tower?
Whatever Pilot's going through, at least we're hanging outside.
Yeah, let's catch up with Pilot. What are you going through?
What happened?
We described everything that happened to Pilot. Pilot, you're released after an hour.
Can
he does
I
offer you like a beverage or something, like while he's doing it.
Oh, what kind of beverage are they offering?
It's like a Moscow Mule. It's like ginger. It's ginger beer and some sort of alcoholic mix. It's not a copper cup. It's in a tin tankard.
I'll try it.
It's probably good. We still haven't determined if you taste. you do consume it though.
I do consume it.
It is a beverage that you consume. It tastes.
Does Pilot receive? Does Pilot receive info as to what Poe discovered about
Like, because they can't even show him like the connection.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because
he might have follow up.
Like, does Pilot understand
he thinks it's
how
a prosthetic.
Pilot exists? Is the real question. Does Pilot understand Pilot's own mechanical workings? Like, to what extent can you describe your own? Like, if you had to describe how your arm worked to someone, could you?
I've got muscles and tendons. There's approximately 26 bones maybe in here. A female has more sensitive hands because the hand size tends to be a little smaller than males, so therefore the nerve endings are closer together, and therefore they feel they are a little more sensitive. There's a wrist and an elbow, and skin keeps it all together usually.
But like, does he have follow-up questions? Because he thinks it's a prosthetic, because like, he doesn't see where it joins. I would imagine that would be.
I think he doesn't like go up to the shoulder. He mostly just sticks to the.
But I imagine a huge part of his question would be how it attaches to you and how they can control it.
He's fine.
Okay.
Magic Mike. When I'm going to meet up with the rest of the group, can I do it in a way where I'm using the rooftops?
The long way. Across some wide roads. You can traverse mostly on rooftops, but you can't travel exclusively on rooftops.
I'll traverse mostly on rooftops.
Okay, make a just a general dexterity check.
That is a 17.
Okay. You end up taking a little bit more of a direct route because of that. Like, you don't have to actually follow the roads exactly. Hopping between rooftops. You scare a few, like, pigeons or small birds along the way. And eventually you make it to the Arcanist Tower. No hassle from it.
This pilot beat us there.
Yes.
Oh, shit.
But only because you had to ask about, like, everything.
Yeah, we took some time.
We were generous with our time.
Sure. It took... You all took an hour and 10 minutes, and Pilot took an hour and 5. So, Pilot, you were waiting for about 5 minutes. You all arrive, and you meet up with one another.
So, what exactly are we going to ask him?
So, I believe if he had communicated what we showed to his assistant, to the king, they know that we are looking to make contact with the Summer Queen. And if we touch base with him and maybe get him in our corner, they may have some intel that can point us in a general direction of where they think this portal may be, since time is very, very, very quickly working against us. So if we had some kind of direction as to where to head to ensure that Ronald will not be affected by the Gesh, I think that'll be most beneficial.
The Gesh. Actually, you know what? We've been traveling for like 2 weeks now, right? Three?
Yes.
Would Zixel be privy to any of this extra information? Like,
I mean, we told him pretty much everything.
Okay.
I think we went over that.
Okay. Okay. Just wondering.
Do you disagree, Kay?
No.
Okay.
No. I was thinking I wanted to have like a conversation about, because he pretty much lit up when we talked about the Winter Queens and the Summer Queen. I kind of wanted to prod him about that, but that's a conversation we're not gonna have right now.
We can do it at the Laughing Cat or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you arrive at the Arcanist Tower. You go in. On the first floor, there is one person. It's not exactly a, like, reception desk, but there's always, like, one of the, like, lower apprentices that, like, kind of have to, like, take turns being there. Because generally, messengers come and go and everything else. Probably, like, 16-year-old girl. Red hair kind of cut in, like, a pixie cut. And she, like, looks up and she looks at Alphonse. She goes, "Oh, you're here. You must have got our message."
Message? No, I didn't receive a message.
Well, we sent it to you at the Laughing Cat. I assumed that if you were showing up here, then you would have gotten it.
Oh, fuck.
What was the message?
Oh, I don't know. I'm not privy to that type of communication.
Who sent the message, then?
I believe it came straight from Lord Minimal himself.
Well, that is good news, for we are here to see Minlin. Is he in?
He's actually not. He's at the palace right now. He is always back for afternoon tea, though. It's actually him and the high apprentices are all at the palace today. This morning, at least.
Crap. I guess we go to the laughing cat to see what the message is.
Probably should.
Do you know when this message was sent? We've been out of town dealing with some business.
No more than 2 or 3 days ago, at least.
Okay.
Perfect.
It was not too long ago, at least, I don't think. I didn't do the sending, of course.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for the information and thank you for your time. I'm sure we'll be seeing you shortly.
Of course. Have a wonderful day.
You as well. To the laughing cat.
Nice.
I think Zixel says, I hope Olsen might have relayed that we were not there to receive this information for our sake.
Well, for our sake, hopefully he just accepted the letter. Maybe he's holding on to it.
Mm. Yeah, so you make your way.
No one's writing the letter right now as we speak.
I'm not writing the letter. I have the letter right here, you asshole.
Hey. Okay.
Oh my god, look at that.
That looks fancy. I nearly bought a seal.
Nearly bought a seal.
So you do make your way to the Laughing Cat. I was just taking some notes, trying to be a good DM.
Okay. I was shaming you. You mistaken me.
Sure. You make your way to the Laughing Cat. And it's still before lunchtime. Not like a ton before lunchtime. It might be like 11 a.m. Eventually, you do make it to Laughing Cat. And as you enter, Olsen is there behind the counter and goes, "Oh, hello." I don't remember this Olsen's voice. Zixel, good to see you. Good to see you.
Glad to be back.
How was your adventure?
Oh, quite fruitful, I would say.
Fruitful. Good. Well, that means that you have plenty of coin to spend here.
Speaking of, I may no longer be needing my room.
All right. With that said, I have this message for you. And he picks up, he actually says, and you too, gesturing at Alphonse. I got one for you too. Generally, delivery is 1 copper piece, though. But I don't think the Arcanist knows that. Especially because he didn't send it via a page or anyone. It just kind of just flamed.
What the?
Fire!
So you do note the Zixel, he hands you one that's wrapped tightly and is bound with a black and silver seal. And Alphonse, he hands you one that is bound by a green and white seal. You also note that it's charred on the edges.
Detail.
He says, yeah, it just kind of on my bar. And he like gestures and he touches and you see a part that's like a little like singed. And he wipes it with the like cloth that he like has over his shoulder and he wipes it and it just doesn't really wipe away. He goes, I'll have to bill him for that. But you break the seal. The seal breaks.
Can you do it to the mic? I want to hear what it sounds like.
It's really soft. Like you really just can't like, it's more like crinkling paper. Like there's like a tiny crack when you do it. But you do like eventually, like you have to kind of work at it. It's not like good wax, sealing wax, and you can kind of tear it.
Yeah, good sealing wax is supposed to be like hard and brittle, so yeah,
this is
hard to tamper with.
It's kind of malleable, but it is not impossible to remove. And you open it, and there is a message.
I love this.
You put a drink on it?
Oh yeah, you didn't get to see the he did like some notes on the message board and melt.
Oh really?
Yeah, he made them up.
Ooh. And Zixel, yours as well is a little more wrapped up. Olsen says, Corin left this for you before heading out of town in quite a bit of a hurry, it appeared.
Oh, thank you very much.
I'm excited.
The one to Alphonse says, Wizard Alphonse, I have heard your story from my apprentice Tamond. Rarely am I intrigued, and less often am I surprised. Do come by for tea. This letter will grant you access to the upper floors of my tower. Wizard Menelin, Arcanist to Aldric III. And the one to Zixel says, Zixel, my uncle is sending me up to Summer's Hearth to investigate some activity including involving elementals. Apparently, there are a few doing some serious damage around the city. Flooding, tremors, and
bad winds.
Some sort of winds? What kind of winds?
Bad
winds. Bad. Yes, there we go. And bad winds. I need to zoom in. And bad winds. Luckily, no fire reports. He's got me taking Snowfoot, that ungrateful beast. That has me thinking he wants me there fast. It still might be a while before I'm back in the city. Probably good, as all this needs to be sorted out. Corrin. P.S. I heard from my brother that Illichal yelled at the king, and now you're off to slay a dragon? I told you this group would be exciting. Keep an eye on him for me.
Let me grab a seat.
Olsen goes, what can I get for you?
A coffee for me is fine.
One coffee, absolutely. The others? Anything?
What time is it?
11 a.m.
A coffee.
I will take the same, please.
Yeah. If they're still at the castle, we got some time, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, and so he pours their coffee. It's a copper piece for the three. Like, it's fine. He likes having you guys around. It's kind of like included in like Zixel's like rent as well a little bit. It's also late, so like the coffee, it's a little like not stale. It's a little overbrewed at this point. It's been kind of like hanging out. But he says, so off to slay a dragon. How'd that go?
We'll ask our big friend here. I would say it went quite well.
I cut off its head.
Wow. All right.
You say it like it was such
a
casual.
It was.
Not only did he cut off its head, he survived a blast of ice directly from the dragon's maw, only to stand up, yell in the dragon's face, swing his greatsword, and decapitate it on the spot. It was quite impressive.
On the spot? That's not entirely correct.
That's what I want to say.
Make a deception check.
Pretty much what happened.
We're trying to like excite like if there's anyone else sitting around.
I'm still pretty hyped up about it. I only got a 10. I'm excited about it.
That sounds really cool.
What about what he said do you think is false? Like it's hyped up.
It's not the falseness. Mm-hmm. It's the
okay.
Hyped up.
Okay.
Is that how, because technically hyping it up is deceiving.
Okay.
These
are going down in history.
Totally fine with them. He goes, wow, whole white dragon straight from its maw. That'll be something to talk about. He goes, where are you off to next?
It appears we have some business with the Arcanist and the king. Very, from the letter, it seems quite confidential. But I'm sure a tale of this will be spun yet. We will be sure to let you know how it goes.
Of course. Oh, I doubt it, but there are some postings on the job board, Zixel, if there's anything you need.
I appreciate it.
Looking
Thank
for
you.
Work again.
I'll take a look at the job board.
Cool. Looking at the job board, there are, as always, there's like that one that says like, hey, you know, no banditry, you'll get arrested. A few other just kind of general postings, like things that are definitely not of interest to you. They're like super low pay. A couple like Meredith is actually looking for someone to scout some wild plants, but it's only paying like 1 or 2 gold pieces. She's looking for somebody to go take clippings from a cliffside. Specifically, it's a specific cliffside plant mentions. The ones that probably interest you the most, the higher pay stuff. There's a bounty for someone named Resheth. It's a 100 gold piece bounty. It's got like a picture of a guy. He's got like a really nasty scar over his right eye to the extent that it isn't like the depiction is like his eye doesn't open all the way. There's one that's 75 gold piece and says just says summoning help question mark. And there's a 50 gold piece job. It says, well, my cattle keep going missing. 50 gold to whoever can help me figure out why. It's not vague, but you're like the first one, you're like, ah, yeah, bounty. The second two, you're like, what?
The bounty could be worth our time.
Depends how soon we need to head out of town, though.
Yeah.
Does it say anything on the bounty post? Like, last seen in town? Mm.
It says, last seen, hideout suspected on the East Road. Wanted for murder, embezzlement, petty theft.
Nothing we haven't done.
They don't need to know that.
That's true.
But those are on the job board. The summoning help is like the kind of biggest subhead. The subheading says like attempting to summon a magical guardian, need assistance. Speak to Astrid, ethereal essence. Mentioning it, like if you mention that, Zixel would probably know that's somewhere in the like outskirts of the Spark District. It's like a really obscure store.
I mean, I am a fledgling conjurer.
So this might be a terrible idea, but we could always split into two groups and do two jobs, because like Pilot and I aren't going to be that helpful for a summoning.
Yeah. And we could
also splitting the party might be a bad idea, but like if it's we Pilot and I might be able to handle the bounty on our own.
Yeah.
Just one person, presumably.
If the letter to Alphonse talks about to come for tea, I'm assuming like afternoon tea or something of the sort.
Yeah.
Like
2:33 o'clock.
2:33 o'clock, okay.
Again, though, I kinda want Pilot there. Just in case we get into that discussion about going home, if it comes up.
I think Zixel shares with the group Corrin's letter about Summer's Hearth. I don't believe that this is of any interest of us at this moment, but might be something to keep our ears to the ground for.
Yeah, real understanding that is a very unusual occurrence for multiple elementals to be like bothering a town. That's a weird thing. Like that is out there.
If it has anything to do with the queen's, perhaps this might have some kind of butterfly effect from there.
We can keep the postings in mind, and if we have some time to kill, we could always do those. But. Mm-hmm. I guess we can head to the Arcanists.
Yep. What are we doing? It's almost afternoon. This is
chat.
What are we
hanging out?
Are we just waiting until tea time?
Yeah. So I wanted to. I've been meaning to have this conversation with Zixel, but
there we go.
So Zixel, you've shown quite an interest in the queens. Do you have much of a history with the two?
most of my life, the queens were always something of a fairy tale. I wonder if they might perhaps have some information for me about my past, perhaps.
Interesting. Well, from what we've learned of the Fae is they give nothing for free. So be prepared.
How so?
There always seems to be some sort of cost associated. Not sure. I'm not sure if I've shared this with you, but I don't belong to this world. I was sent here by means unknown to me, and I've been trying to get back. And when we met with Queen when we met with Queen Mab, she offered me the opportunity to go home, but at the cost of losing my touch with the arcane. So be prepared.
Well, all I look for is information, but I suppose I will see what, if there is something to provide, I hope I can provide whatever it is that they are looking for. I've been looking for a very, very long time for anything. And it's grown into a frustration of mine.
Well, surely they'll be able to provide some sort of insight.
I hope so. If you are, of course, I mean, I hope I have proven myself well enough to assist you on this journey.
Absolutely. I believe your display of magic when we were fighting the dragon and the hag, I think we're very happy to have you.
What about you two? What is it that, are you looking for anything from these queens?
I have been offered a place in Mab's court, but I cannot say I have great interest in it.
I too am looking for information.
Sixel sits back and he's like, so I hope perhaps we've been together long enough. What should I call you? Because I know two names of you now, and I like to keep my records straight. Are you Philip? Are you Jareth? I don't even know.
I forgot about Jareth.
What did I say Jareth for?
I think you said it to the bank.
You did.
No, I did I?
Oh no, you said Calcifer to the bank.
I did Calcifer. Oh, right.
You said Jareth to someone.
Oh, you said yeah, Jareth to I can't even remember.
Glasses guy, maybe?
We were in a store or something.
Oh, probably.
Yeah, it might have been Glasses guy.
Poe.
Poe.
Earl?
Poe?
Earl?
Unless, of course, this is too of a public setting for you.
You can call me Simon.
Oh my god. All right then. Simon it is. Does the rest of this group call you Simon?
Oh, I call them Ronald.
Ronald. Has there ever been any mix-up regarding these names?
There's no confusion here.
Perfectly clear.
We say Ronald, he responds. We say Philip, he responds.
Sure, we Simon. Say John, he responds.
Hey, you?
Sorry, what was
that
it?
Works too.
What was the name?
Simon.
Simon prefers Simon. All right, Zixol's none the wiser.
Such a little shithead.
did he fail his perception check when he first met?
Yeah.
Pilot? Okay.
I think I had like an 18 or something.
He succeeded.
He succeeded.
Oh, okay.
So he saw. He can see through.
Okay.
But he encounters a lot. Like, Laughing Cat is the place of all the odd things.
Yeah.
I'm playing the patient game.
We would expect nothing less.
With what your name is?
Yep.
Okay.
It's personal details in general. That's what Pilot does.
Well, yeah, I let Pilot know that I'm very much familiar with your type of people, and you've never pushed me for that kind of information either, so it's just just vibing.
So vibing.
So where did you come from, Alphonse? You say you're not from this world, this entire world?
I'm afraid that the name that I give you will mean nothing to you.
I suppose so.
When I look up at the stars, it is all foreign. Nothing of this world feels like home.
Does it scare you?
Of course it scares me. I worry.
For yourself or for your world?
My family.
Your family?
Any enemies back home, perhaps? Someone who might not want you there?
I wouldn't say an enemy, but I have my suspicions.
Well, I do hope it gets sorted out quickly.
As do I.
You're a good man, Alphonse.
Thank you. I'm glad to have you as a friend.
Of note, Alphonse, before it ever comes up, you probably wouldn't call Eberron Eberron.
Yeah.
You would probably call it Corvair.
Okay. Yeah, I made it
which
out
is
of that.
The main continent.
Yeah.
It's just like the Forgotten Realms are Faerun to the people of Faerun, because it's just the continent. That's where like the Sword Coast is. That's where Baldur's Gate is. That's where Neverwinter of Neverwinter Nights is. That's where Xanathar is. That's where the Yawning Portal is. All those, all the D&D like places are in Faerun in the Forgotten Realms.
Okay.
But yeah, you would probably call it Corvair.
Wait, Neverwinter Nights is a D&D thing?
Neverwinter, yeah.
Wow, I didn't know that.
That's... Yeah, it's on the Sword Coast. So Sword Coast Adventurer's Guide, Sword Coast. Neverwinter is a city. It's got a river. It's on the river leading into the ocean. And it's kept warm by a bunch of fire elementals that live in like the area around there. So it's never winter.
Wow.
Because of the fire elementals.
Because I knew about Baldur's Gate, but I didn't know that was. That's really cool.
Yep. Based on the Forgotten Realms campaign setting. All right, you guys. Eventually, you can have lunch if you want. Pilot, you can install your eyes.
Oh, yeah.
Sure. I'll try to...
Does Pilot do it just, like, right in front of us? Or, like, just kind of, like, go off into a corner and...
I mean, I think we all know.
Is there a bathroom?
There's a privy.
Like a bathroom I could do it in?
It's not like a... It's not like a like a bathroom in a diner with, like, a mirror and stuff. It's like it's a privy.
Okay, I'll just do it with everyone watching, I guess. Just
make a medicine check.
Perhaps I can assist.
Oh, no.
There you go.
Can you?
There you go.
No.
My leg just like fumbles.
Oh no.
I have a four.
Oh my god.
No. The pilot
roll. Four is still
Did you roll? Okay.
Just... better than the one. Alphon, do like. Jumping, you start to like. It's like right on Aaron Ball, is what you see. Pilot is like this. And then Alphonse jabs you with his thumb in the eye. You take one hit point of damage.
Let me try to help.
Yeah. It's not in stealth.
We're getting a bunch of cooks in the kitchen here. I think Zixel and Ilkar are like, "Whoa, what are you doing?"
We just watch Alphonse like jab their eye.
I had a plus two. I rolled a two. I have a plus two on medicine.
All right, so Noah, I got a seven.
All right, you like grab Pilot's head to hold them still, and you pick up one of the glasses and you just try to like go straight in, and you just kind of like clunk. You keep like tapping. You don't really have a good idea of what to do.
It's the best we've gotten Pilot, so far.
You take another hit point of damage.
Like, my God, guys!
I'd like to try again. If you'd allow me.
Let's go try.
Yeah, I want to try.
Yeah. Go.
Everyone 19.
Gets a whack at the piano.
Hey,
19 Zixel. Like,
he pushes Nilakal out of the way.
Like... He does like this like extendy thing, and you see his claws come out a little bit. And he reaches up and very, very delicately removes like the actual glass. So you adjust it slightly. And you remove like the glass portion of the right eye, and you can actually see like Pilot's eye like is much brighter without that little piece of glass. And you put in this next little piece and it falls in, and Pilot's eye color, what's glowing out from, actually changes slightly. It changes from a vibrant blue green to a slightly more yellowy tint. Like the blue is filtered out of it, so it's more yellow. You reach up with the other one, and you manage to do just the same thing. Put the other in. Pilot, you know dark vision.
Well, can't say I've ever done that before.
Thank you.
How is it?
No you discernible did... difference.
Great. I am not blind.
Pilot, in that moment where he pulls the glass out of your eye, it's like, you wear glasses, right?
Yes.
It's like not wearing glasses. You are incredibly nearsighted for a moment.
Do I have dark vision to 30 feet or 60 feet?
You have regular dark vision. It's 60 feet in dim light, 30 feet. 30 feet is if bright light, 60 feet in dim. That's how it works, right? It's
you can see normally within 30 feet, and then the next 30 feet is like dim, I think. Dim. Yeah. Oh,
okay. But it's only in black and white.
Yeah.
So everybody has dark vision. Congratulations.
Yay.
Yay.
Woo. Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. So I guess let's head to the tower.
You walk to the Arcanist Tower around tea time. You've had lunch. It takes 15 minutes to walk over there. You enter. There's now a different apprentice. Wait, no, it's the same day. She probably had lunch. The girl's still sitting there. She goes, "Oh, back again for tea."
We are back.
Wonderful. Did you get the letter?
I did, and I pull it out of my jacket.
Perfect. She goes, feel free to use the stairs.
Thank you.
And like she goes back, she's got like a book. She's like flipping through.
What do we see on the stairs? I imagine it's gonna look pretty cool as it goes up to the top.
Okay, as you go up the first floor, the second floor is not much. It's like the second floor as you so it's a it's inside, outside, inside, outside. So the or outside, inside, outside, inside. First floor is around the outside. It's just a stairwell with some windows. And the second floor is it's like a atrium sort of kind of thing. Like it's open. There's a bunch of like places to sit, and there are like it's like a minor library to some extent. The inner staircase takes you up to the third floor. Third floor is rooms and such for the lower apprentices. There's just a bunch of rooms. You make your way to the outside, take the stairs up one more flight of stairs to the fourth floor. Fourth floor is where you met Tamond. Going from the second to the third floor, the door as you so the previous floor, second to the third floor, the door as you reach the top, you turn it and you realize it's locked. And like you like step up to it, you're like, but I'm supposed to be able to get in. And as you step closer, the note, which is like in like your breast pocket, gets close enough to the door, and the door like has like a shoo, like kind of a magic field pass over it, and the door unlocks. Third to the fourth floor is where you met Tamond, the assistant. The fourth to the fifth floor similarly has another enchantment lock. This one appears to be a different level. It's not just a like a unlock the lock kind of enchantment. This one, as you all step through from the fourth to the fifth floor, you actually feel it. It's kind of like a mix between like a chill, when you get like a sudden chill where you're like, whoa, and like that kind of feeling when like your leg goes numb from sitting on the toilet too long. It's like equally like numb and equally like brr at the same time. It's fairly uncomfortable, but you all make it through without getting obliterated.
It's good. This is always good.
It's always a success.
On the fifth floor, you just took an inside staircase up to the fifth floor. On the fifth floor, the staircase is on the outside, entirely windowed. So like the stairs actually going up to the sixth floor are it's almost like a plain spiral staircase, just very wide, going up. And it looks like they're actually kind of like the stairs are actually floating to some extent. And as you all come up through the center, you hear like a bing gong 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 of like chimes, and someone like comes like heading down the stairs and go, oh, hello. Middle-aged woman, brown hair, and she goes, hi, my name is Michelle. I am how do I say, I am Minilin's life assistant. I keep everything tidy, and I take his messages, and I do everything, essentially. Without me, Minilin wouldn't be able to get by. You must be Wizard Alphonse.
I am. Great to meet you.
It's wonderful to meet you. I assume you're here for tea, I should say. Please follow me.
Well, thank
and,
you.
She escorts you, all four of you, to a nice like table that kind of looks out south towards the palace and west towards the other side of the city.
The hell of a view, probably.
Sort of like, yeah. I mean, you're on the fifth floor, fourth floor, fifth floor. You're on the fifth of six. I think it's six stories tall. So it is the tallest building in the Spark District, and it's, other than like the palace, it's one of the tallest buildings. So you can see across all of the rooftops from here. She takes it to a tea table, and it's somewhat like oriental style tea table where it's like on the ground, and like there are a bunch of like mats that you can sit on or like cushions. And she says, Minilin will be down in just a moment. He's just finishing something up. She goes, I'll get some water started. And she walks back, and there are like some divisions and things. It's an interesting setup.
That's a sight. a Goliath at a tea table.
Sitting on the ground at a tea table. Tiny little cup
for ants.
Thank you.
And she goes off to prepare tea, probably. But you hear like a, from the floor above, you hear like a poof. Oh, come on. Dang. Whatever. A small dialogue occurs. Yeah. We'll keep working on it. I'm going to have some tea. And down the stairs comes Minilin, the Lord Arcanist, technically would be his full title, or Lord either Wizard Menelin, Lord Arcanist, or Lord Menelin, Arcanist to Alric the Third, Arcanist to the King. Something. He's got a title. He's technically like a landed lord because of his title. But he comes down and he is the same age as the king. He does have like a little bit more like stylized, like wizardy features. Like he does kind of keep the beard. It appears he keeps his beard like kind of braided with a couple beads. He has the like traditional hat, and he has a few like things that belie his station, like a few like wealthy things. Like he has a signet ring, a couple other pieces of jewelry, but other than that, he just kind of looks like an everyday wizard. He's thin, but not in a way that you would think he's frail. He's thin like somebody who gets a lot of exercise or has like a fairly high metabolism. He has like laugh lines on his eyes and a few like wrinkles on his brow that are either from like the like furrowing of the eyebrows to like make those like center wrinkles. He has faintly visible on his like left cheek are like three tiny little scars, like a tiny little like cat's paw, like scratched him and like just never healed or something. But he comes down, he has the first glimpse of him you get is coming down the stairs. You see like he's got like a furrowed eyebrow, but like half quirked smile, like something just went wrong in a very impressive way. And he's making like gestures with his hands, and you can see his lips moving, like he's talking to someone, or if he's like working through something, he's probably talking to himself. And he comes down and he looks up and he goes, "Oh, hello. You must be..." Excuse me. I have the hiccups. Unfortunate side effect. You must be Wizard Alphonse. Based on the fact that I have no idea who you are, what you look like, and you have access to the upper floors of my personal sanctum.
That is correct. I am Alphonse. It is a pleasure to meet you, Lord Menelin.
Please, call me Min.